This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump says the relationship between the United States and Mexico has never been closer. This after meeting this afternoon with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The focus of Wednesday's meeting was on the new trade deal among the two countries and Canada that went into effect just days ago. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau did not attend. President Trump said he will speak with Trudeau in a little while and that the prime minister will visit at the, quote, appropriate time. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement updated the 1990s North American trade agreement and was a major policy push of President Trump. The pact includes new laws related to intellectual property protection, the internet, currencies, investment, and state-owned enterprises. The world heads for another milestone as nearly 12 million people have been infected by the new coronavirus, while the U.S. crosses another milestone of its own. It now has more than 3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. As the debate over opening U.S. schools in the fall intensifies, President Trump is threatening those that stay closed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says other nations have reopened schools with no problems, and he's threatening to cut off federal school funding here for those who do not reopen. He did not immediately say what funding or under what authority. At the Education Department, Vice President Pence said getting kids physically back in school is vital.
For their mental health, for their well-being, for their physical health, for nutrition, we got to get our kids back to school.
But in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio says schools simply cannot accommodate all their kids at once while maintaining social distancing. So they'll be there part-time.
2 or 3 days in the classroom, in the school.
With remote learning the other days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Wednesday, Facebook Incorporated suspended a network of social media accounts it said were used to spread divisive political messages online by employees of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and two of his sons. The company said despite efforts to disguise who was behind the activity, it had found links to the staff of two Brazilian lawmakers, as well as the president and his sons, Congressman Eduardo Bolsonaro and Senator Flavio Bolsonaro. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy said there was no evidence the politicians themselves had operated the accounts, adding, quote, what we can prove is that employees of those offices are engaged on our platforms in this type of behavior, end quote. Facebook said it has also suspended three other disinformation networks on Wednesday, including one it attributed to Roger Stone, a longtime friend and advisor of U.S. President Donald Trump. The president's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. State TV in China reported two powerful explosions rocked a fireworks factory in the southwest part of the country Wednesday night. No mention of casualties. CCTV broadcast footage of a big yellow mushroom cloud over the factory in Sichuan province after the first blast, and then thick black smoke pouring from the plant. This was followed by a second explosion. The cause of the disaster around 9:10 p.m. was not immediately known. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara said Wednesday the Prime Minister Amadou Gon Coulibaly has died, adding the country was mourning. Gon Coulibaly was the ruling party's candidate for the October presidential election. The 61-year-old became unwell during a weekly cabinet meeting and was evacuated to a hospital where he passed away, according to the president. Former White House aide Alexander Vindman said Wednesday he was retiring from the Army after what his attorney described as a, quote, campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation, end quote, by President Trump. Vindman was a key figure in President Trump's impeachment. The Army Lieutenant Colonel, who had been due for a promotion to colonel, provided some of the most damaging testimony during an investigation by the U.S. House of Representatives into Mr. Trump's dealings with Ukraine. The Nasdaq finished at another record Wednesday behind gains of large tech companies as investors continued to shrug off higher coronavirus cases and the hit to the economy. At the closing bell, the Nasdaq Composite Index was up 1.4%, its fourth record in five sessions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.7%, while the broad-based S&P 500 advanced 0.8%.